the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Dave Benton. Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, 393-3700, 393-3700. Don't forget, you can listen live on Saturdays and the rest of the week. Just go to 1320WILS.com, or you can check out podcast segments.
Or Pob.
Or that, too, with the likes of Phil Steele and Dan Enos and Dan Dickerson. And you can do that also at 1320WILS.com. Let's go back to our phones. We have a couple callers waiting. And let's start with Jerry from Lansing. Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, good morning, Jack, although I think you double-booked. Anyway, listen, I've enjoyed the show. Phil Steele's always a treat.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite as in mourning over the Cliff Lee miss as you might think.
Well, I think that's great. I think it adds a little balance. And, you know, Texas has got a pretty good hitting lineup when you look at Hamilton.
With that addition, they've
Guerrero.
Got a solid 1-2-3 in the rotation as well.
When I saw the reason for the breakdown in Toxie, it was over Yankees prospects. I almost fell off my chair.
Yep.
So, yep. Anyway, Miami meet.
Yeah. Do you have your LeBron jersey now? Do you have your number 6 jersey?
No, I'm going to try and keep it short because I know you got another caller behind me. But, I know Doug Warren of skepticism, but this was an orgy of self-indulgence. Yeah. The pressure was tasteless, ill-advised. I thought it was just a real face wash to the Cleveland fans.
Dance
in their grave, for God's sake.
Honestly, I've read theories, even from, like, Bill Simmons was writing this, that this whole thing between the three of them from the very beginning was all orchestrated. And there are theories, and I don't know if you really could say that, but even the Dwayne Wade meetings in Chicago to get more publicity and things like that.
Yeah, but, you know, Dave, what is so impossible when you think about it? I know
most I agree.
Don't like to consider it, but certainly the broad strokes were there, okay? And they just had to fill in the blanks, and this... You know, and by the way, if Dan Gilbert was really ticked off, he should have really directed his fire at ESPN for really getting their skirts dirty on this.
Honestly, I don't know who I was more embarrassed for, was LeBron James or ESPN. That production was just embarrassing.
You're dragging the boys' club as a cheap cover. I'm sorry. Just, you know.
I thought it was interesting that the University of Phoenix was behind this and donating scholarships and money to this, and someone said that's the only school in the country that has a stadium but no team. And it's kind of like LeBron here, you know, there's no there. And
I don't think he helped himself, and I'm sure this will dissipate once the season starts and everybody ESPN starts falling all over them all over again, you know, and coronating them. But the funny thing about championships, you have to actually go out and win them.
Yeah,
I'll let you guys go because
I agree with that, Jerry. That's a very good point. You know, I look at this team, and yes, they've got three superstars on it, Jack. But you look at that team, and you know, with the Celtics, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce all brought different things.
Sure.
But with that, with this team, they really don't all bring different things to the table.
Even that team, Dave. In closing here, that team was pushed to 7 games the first 2 rounds by inferior teams. So there's pressure there.
We thought we'd let you talk about the Celtics because Crawford isn't here, so we'll let you get that line in. Hey, Jared, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. Want to thank all of our callers today, all of our listeners, and all of our guests. Jason Hillman, general counsel, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Dan Enos, new head football coach, Central Michigan University. Dan Dickerson, play-by-play voice of the Detroit Tigers. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. DrJohnB.com, and Phil Steele's college football preview. For my co-host today, Dave Benton, filling in for Tom Crawford, Jack Ebling, have a great day, everyone.